Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 11th day of March already, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 if you to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 35 degrees today for the climate maintenance. And then things are melting and freezing. We've got about a 3-foot glacier in our backyard on the north side of the house. Nasty. Hate winter. But the days are getting longer, people. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Well, we've been working on computers all weekend, and I'm in a very foul fucking mood, and I'm going to tell you why when I get back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Sitting on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's see. Like I said, we've been working on computers all weekend, and you know what we discovered? We discovered there's nothing wrong with none of the computers. There's nothing wrong with none of the programming. The reason that the broadcast has been fucking up, and I mean everything, and a lot of you people are having problems with your computers. Well, it wasn't working on computers that fucking came to the answer. It was phone calls and threats, and until you find out what the fuck is going on and how it's, what exactly is happening. Well, what we found out, people, is the reason that everything's been sounding so shitty for us here is because our CPU has been maxing out. You know, I told you I was going to do something. I rerouted around to remove the record program, and it was, you know, revving up to the max, and everything was sounding like shit. So like I said, we went clear through the computers. We had some problems with the fucking, where we lost our goddamn comment section in the process of doing all this, just to find out there's nothing wrong with our computers. What has happened here is, you know, the only way we can use the phone line on this, this particular phone line is through Google Chrome. Now, Google Chrome, the CEO for Google Chrome is Sundar Pichai. He's from fucking India, okay? He's a fucking Indian. This is Silicon Valley that is doing this to us. Those dirty sons of bitches over there, they just did a huge update to Google Chrome. All spyware, so they can come and fucking spy on you better. And what it is that the random access memory can't take all that goddamn spyware and still run even one fucking program. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go out and you're supposed to buy computer, you know, new computers with lots more RAM to run their spyware so they can spy on you better and you fucking pay for it. Silicon Valley, run by a fucking Indian. You know those Indians are like those fucking Chinese. There's just too goddamn many of them, man. I'm starting to think about my own fucking Chiloquin Guidestones. Like a fucking a couple of goddamn Titan submarines off the coast of China and a couple off the coast of fucking India. Just fucking eliminate those two fucking goddamn overbred fucking mongrel motherfuckers from the planet. I'll tell you, India is our fucking enemy. You better understand that, people. Enemy. Just like China. And it is over there in that fucking Silicon Valley in the communist state of fucking California, where's all this shit is going on, where they're fucking with our computers. You buy something, and I mean, right now, the way it stands, if you have to use Google Chrome, you gotta go buy a new fucking computer. Now we manage because, like I said, threats and coercion. It probably sounds a little better today. But that's not going to last very long. I guarantee you they'll find another fucking way to fuck it up. But the bottom, all you people that are having troubles, you go look at Google Chrome and you look how much fucking shit, how much spyware you're fucking running on your CPUs, so much that you can't even use your fucking computer for what you bought it for. You know, the chairman of the oversight committee for the Federal Communications Commission is Greg Walden. He's from the communist state of Oregon. He's fucking right here in Oregon, a congressman. And those son of a bitches, they are the ones that are fucking allowing this. It is under their fiduciary, you know, their fiduciary authority, because we're operating a dual fucking system here with the United States Incorporated. But still, when they want it, they can step over. You know, who's paying them the bribes? Oh, you're going to bribe me? I'll step over here into my little corporate position. Oh yeah, you got to give me the bribe money. Okay. Oh, now I use my fiduciary powers to allow you to fucking fuck the American consumer. So this is what Google Chrome did. I mean, absolutely, with this huge update, and I guarantee you, it's all fucking spyware to fucking so these communist cocksuckers can better spy on us. Has made all your fucking equipment antiquated. The fucking tower that's sitting here, it's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with the programming we've been running. There's nothing wrong with any of it. It's Google. And of course, we just can't regulate them. They are licensed through the Federal Communications Commission under the fucking fiduciary authority of fucking the committee, which is a committee of fucking congressmen that sit on that committee. Through their fiduciary authority, they can remove their fucking licenses. Are they protecting the consumer? Are they protecting our right to freedom of speech? They are fucking traitors. And if I'm alive after this fucking uprising is complete, I will personally fucking prosecute Mr. Walden. I want to set that little squirming little fucking freak son of a bitch down in a goddamn fucking witness chair, and he's going to fess up because it's all in his name. What is being done, that Silicon Valley is fucking belongs to international communism. Make no fucking mistake about it. And they're fucking us. That being said, we can go to our first story. Yellow vests ransack Masonic Lodge in French Village as protest gets out of hand. Looks like somebody's figured out what the fuck the problem is here, haven't they? Something we don't talk about near enough here. One in every fucking town across this nation. That's their boots on the ground. Their ground troops. The ones that are fucking you locally. The ones who live next door to you and are fucking you. Let's see what these French yellow coat people what thoughts they have on the Masonic secret fucking lodge that's been running this country since its fucking inception, right along with the dirty churches. This is from RT. It was sent in by Jim for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A crowd of yellow vest protesters broke into and thrashed a Masonic lodge in the French village of Tarbes. The ransacking has been condemned by the French government. Oh, I'm sure it has, because they're run by the fucking Masonic lodge. They're run by the motherfucking dirty churches. And that means at the dirty churches in other fucking countries, like the fucking Catholic Church over there in fucking, over there in Rome, you know, in Italy. I mean, yeah, I guess it would be with the Vatican. That's what I'm trying to think of here. Over in the Vatican. They're fucking communists. Every fucking one of them. 30,000 of our people killed. 30,000 men dead in fucking Korea. 50,000 in Vietnam to stop this shit. Now, playing like they were stopping this shit when in World War II we are actually created and preserved international communism with the wealth of our country and the blood of our people. When this fucking reckoning comes, it has to be a reckoning, like I said, redefine man's inhumanity to man. Some 450 protesters had gathered at Tarbes on Saturday for the 17th straight weekend of anti-government demonstrations. Around midnight, La Dépêche paper reported some protesters began shouting, "We're going to the Freemasons." Well, why would they fucking want to go to the Freemasons? You don't suppose that's who fucking raped their fucking country and brought them into fucking poverty and misery, do you? Wonder who them Freemasons are. A smaller crowd of protesters marched on the Masonic Temple, with one battering down the door of the secretive organization's clubhouse. More protesters pelted rocks at the building, and eventually the group forced its way inside. They overturned furniture, trashed the historic art hanging on the walls, and stole four ceremonial swords. They gave these back later on. Police have opened an investigation, and France's Interior Minister Christopher Castaner condemned the vandalism. Oh, I bet you did. These are the son of a bitches that have made the misery. This is their people on the ground. That's what you better fucking face, people. And they're all fucking, they're not, there ain't that many of them, but they're around you and they're in every fucking key position, just like Greg Walden. After the Jews, the Freemasons, he tweeted alluding to, alleged anti-Semitism within the ranks of the protesters. You mean the Jews have something to do with the Masonic lodges across France, across every fucking country in this fucking world? You think that might be the fucking enemy? After the Jews, the Freemasons, he tweeted, alluding to alleged anti-Semitism within the ranks of the protesters. When stupidity encounters intolerance, it's the worst. Oh, we're not going to tolerate your Jewish fucking goddamn Masonic lodges across our goddamn country destroying us and fucking taking everything we have. The traitors from within. The traitors from behind the gate. Intolerance and hate. Castaner also accused Yellow Vests of having no other project than hatred. Oh, I wonder, why would they hate those fucking Freemasons over there? Why would they all of a sudden say, let's go for the Freemasons? Wonder why? How long is it going to take us to fucking reach the same reality of who is really behind the fucking misery that we're suffering? Who's really behind international communism? Across the country, somewhere between 28,000 and 90,000 protesters took to the streets on Saturday to voice their opposition to the policies of unpopular President Emmanuel Macron, which they say benefit the rich but not the majority. Yeah, right through them fucking lodges. That's where all your government contracts go, people. That's who gets the contracts. That's who decides who has what in this country. Just like in the old Soviet Union, you know, they would decide right down at, when you were a young kid, that, well, this person's a fucking slave. That person, oh, that's one of the guys. Oh, his dad's been a good standing member for years. And no matter what you fucking do, if you're the most worthless son of a bitch in the world, you will rise. Because it is not what you know, it's who you know and where you come from. Some 2,000 protesters have been injured and dozens maimed in clashes with police since November. The movement's organizers have planned a massive demonstration for next Saturday. I hope they go after those lodges, timed to coincide with the end of President Macron's 3-month Great National Debate, a public forum aimed at quelling the tide of dissent in France and forging a new contract with the nation. A new contract with the nation? A new corporate contract with the corporate nation? Just like they're... The yellow vests have mostly focused their attention on Macron's economic policies and have not singled out Freemasons as a target. However, the Masons' secretive nature and powerful membership have made the organization a target for popular anger in the past and has fueled countless conspiracy theories. There ain't no fucking conspiracy theories about it. I read fucking the books. Aleister Crowley came to the United States and set out World War II. He wrote all their goddamn, they're satanic. He wrote out all of their goddamn satanic fucking, ceremonies to rise up in the ranks to that 33rd degree that they say is the top, but it's not only, it's just the middle. Anyway, people, how's that one hit you? The French understand, just like, I guess it's gone so far in that country that those people in such dire straits, they've said, fuck this, we know exactly who's in fucking responsible for this shit, and they have made a fucking move, and I hope it fucking something that spreads like goddamn plague. I swear I do.
Henry, yesterday when the comment section wasn't working, I'd read that article. Man, I was so happy for the French, and I felt so trapped, I couldn't say anything. Anyway,
I hear you. Vive la France. Go get them, yellow coats.
That's right. That's right.
Goddamn right. Lindsey Graham says Democrats and GOP can come together for gun confiscation law. Hey, all you good Republican voters out there that voted in your knight in shining armor on his white charger, are you listening? Because Lindsey Graham's his fucking buddy. I bet you they both go to the same fucking lodge. What do you want to bet? This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says firearm confiscation laws portend a way that Democrats and Republicans can come together. Ooh, for the Jews and the Masons and taking our fucking guns. Wonder what the agenda is, people. CNN reported that Graham has long supported red flag laws, absolute confiscation. Call it fucking whatever you want. That's a confiscation. It's fucking straight up confiscation. It's well, we still got it here.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process.
Who's the enemy?
Procedures.
Who'd you vote for?
Like
who'd you vote your corporate
only,
vote
like
for, you fucking morons?
Man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything.
He had a lot of firearms.
Go to court would have taken a long time. So you can do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first. Go through due process.
You betcha. Come and do it. Come and fucking do it. House Democrats have already passed legislation during this Congress to criminalize private gun sales and extend the extent background checks for firearms purchases. They are now pressing for $50 million in annual funding. This is for us to pay to cut our own fucking throats, people. Those background check money that they get charging you to exercise a right. Where do you think all that money's going? To further fuel, to cut your fucking throat. $50 million in annual funding to bring academia into the gun control push. You push. Come and push, you motherfuckers. We'll see how that fucking lead pushes you back. I mean, you got what the hell was it? Hawaii. Oh, well, we'll just amend that Second Amendment. It ain't the Second Amendment. It's the second article to the ratified law of this fucking country. It's the people's fucking law. You have no authority under your Article 5 of your pissant fucking constitution to fucking touch it. And you're gonna find out the way that fucking king found out, I reckon. But I'll tell you people what, when we do have this nasty ass fight that's coming up, expect a lot of Indians and fucking Chinese to be coming over to help their fucking comrades. Be ready to put their ass in the ground. The Democrats have also been vocal in their support for gun confiscation laws, and this is where Graham believes the left and right can come together. Well, I guess there is no left and right, is there? I guess it's all fucking horseshit. I guess it's a corporate aristocracy who is subjugated to people who are figuring out that they are subjugated, and they're heavily fucking armed. And you really think you can fucking do it? Well, why ain't you done it already? That's the question. Get on it, motherfuckers. He told CNN, I haven't really looked at the House package, but this is, to me, the area where we can come together. Graham has scheduled a March 26 Judiciary Committee hearing on the confiscation orders. What was that? Confiscate? Straight up confiscation orders, huh? Give that fucking order, you faggot little fucking pervert. God, that little prick makes me sick. If he ain't a fucking pedophile, I'll eat my hat. California, Illinois, and Florida all have gun confiscation orders via red flag laws. Oh, I guess those were confiscation orders. Everybody just sold you, oh, guns, it's just about gun safety. It ain't about confiscating guns. Well, you got your fucking job ahead of you. You ain't gonna complete. And I'm telling you people, if we stop just by fucking taking them out in this country, we're fucking fools. These son of a bitches have to be eliminated in India. They got to be eliminated in fucking China, and they got to be eliminated wherever the fucking Rothschilds are hiding at present, and the Carnegies, and the fucking Rockefellers. Go ahead.
Yeah, they kill people with knives. They kill people with bombs. They kill people with powerful buses and cars. What are they going to do, Henry? I mean, are they going to just eliminate everything? You know, there's that Kirk Russell video on your site. You know, Kirk Russell's one of us big time. There was an interview, everyone's got to watch that YouTube video. He just walked off the fucking, right out of the interview. The questions were so fucking ridiculous.
Oh, really? Good for him.
I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to just get rid of anything with a fucking pencil can kill you with a terrorist, in the right hands of a terrorist. I mean, come on, man.
Dude, they want us disarmed for subjugation. And then extermination, okay? Period. Over there in England right now, they're outlawing sharp objects. They've got all their fucking guns. Now you ain't going to be able to have a knife. I'm telling you, I heard it the other day. Sharp objects. To ban sharp objects. And to see that, it was always when they were playing this fucking game in the beginning before the internet came out and people came out and goes, bullshit, you listen to that fucking lying bastards. It was just, oh, we just want this little thing here. And then they got just this little thing here. We just want this little thing here. Now we're talking the confiscation orders. We're talking about give those fucking orders, you cowardly son of a bitches. Give them. Write it down on your piece of paper. Take that 14th fucking amendment, you treasonous piece of trash, you fraudulent motherfuckers, and give her a go. We're sick of living like this.
I just want to say one more thing off topic, and I'll get off. Have you heard about these 737 in Indonesia, these two airplanes that have crashed recently? They're both 737s?
Yep.
One after the other. Okay, well, if you look at both crash sites, all kinds of fucking debris when they crashed. All kinds of fucking debris all over the goddamn place. Now, go back to the Pennsylvania site on 9/11. Not one fucking piece of metal anywhere.
Or the Pentagon.
I'm going to leave you with that. All you assholes out there that believe in 9/11, go back to the fucking Pennsylvania crash site and then look at the Indonesia crash site recently with the 737s, and you fucking tell me how the hell that a plane could have crashed in Pennsylvania. And I'll leave you idiots with that.
I'm still looking for the debris over there at the Pentagon, too. When it was a fucking missile. They think at this point in the ballgame, they know we're not stupid. They know we figured it out, or they wouldn't be, they wouldn't even say something like this. I mean, in my dad's time, you think anybody would have spoke a word like this? I mean, back when I was fucking, 12 or 13 years old, my brother was over in Vietnam fighting the spread of international communism. Anybody would have fucking started speaking shit like this? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? They would not have opened their mouth, but this is how they worm and inch their way in, just like over there in the fucking Silicon Valley. Fucking, they're trying to control our communication with one another. You ain't taking our fucking guns. I mean, and I'm telling you what, we're not just gonna fucking let ourselves be slaughtered, killing your fucking ground troops, your fucking, green card Blackwaters. We're gonna be coming for you. We're gonna sleep over them, and we're coming for the motherfuckers at the root of the fucking problem, and we know who you are. Graham. California, Illinois, and Florida have gun confiscation orders via red flag laws. California's law did nothing to prevent the See, then here they go. Here goes the bullshit. Not that you just fucking ain't gonna do it. You can't do it. The Bill of Rights, it's the Bill of Rights versus the 14th Amendment. Which side are you on? Pick a fucking side and stick to it, and it only. Nothing to prevent the November 7, 2018 borderline bar and grill shooting, so what if it didn't? Ain't fucking relevant. It's irrelevant. In which 12 innocents were killed. Irrelevant. A law in Illinois did not prevent the February 15, 2019 shooting of Henry Pratt Company, where 5 innocents were killed. Irrelevant. Has nothing to do with it. It's fucking, it's bullshit just being spread out there so to divert you from the fucking core of what the center, what you should be focused on was the center of the fight, and it is that second article as written. They are telling you that the corporation is above you and you do not have a Bill of Rights. That's what they're telling you. And to suggest, like Hawaii, that you can amend that which is an unamendable. You're gonna amend, are you gonna amend my fucking finger off my hand? My nose off my face? You're gonna amend a natural right? That would make it an unnatural act, wouldn't it? Are those, you don't like that kind of wordplay, do ya? So if something is a natural right, and you amend it, you make it unnatural. What you wanna do is completely unnatural, and we know what you wanna do, you dirty prick motherfuckers. And you're not gonna do it. You're gonna find out fucking American ingenuity goes a lot further than building dams and conquering a fucking continent and bringing its resources to bear. Our fucking minds are going to destroy you. Where were we? Okay. And the Florida law did not stop the August 26, 2018 shooting at the Jacksonville Landing, or the January 23rd, 2019 shooting at SunTrust Bank in Sebring. A total of 8 innocents were killed in the 2 Florida shootings. So fucking what? It's irrelevant. All of this, see, this is the NRA. That's why the NRA was created by the corporation. That's why they're a part of the corporation. So they can throw some, there's a whole paragraph of bullshit that is completely irrelevant to the subject at hand. That fucking second article says shall not be in French, fucking period. That means none, 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 not at all. Not even a little bit. Not even talking about it. It's fucking sedition. CNBC noted that Graham's willingness to, quote, hold a hearing on gun control is a remarkable development in the GOP-dominated Senate. Remarkable. You think that's fucking remarkable? Watch when that fucking cocksucker, that dirty son of a bitch, Trump, starts signing it all. Because he's already signed on to, we'll take the guns and then we'll have the due process later. Like he's either a fucking retard and doesn't understand what the words due process mean, or he's a goddamn international communist who lied to you. And he's got the international communist agenda right on fucking track. His brother, the white Trump, Obama, white Trump Obama, handed him the baton and he went forward with it. That dirty fucking two-bit fucking gangster out of fucking New Jersey. You know, I noticed something else old Obama was in office. Our problems, our attacks on our fucking site and shit, all coming out of Chicago. Out of Illinois. And now the attacks are coming out of, fucking New Jersey. Where you, homeboy gangster. Hey, homeboy gangster, you don't want me talking about your fucking ferret on your fucking head, you queer bait fucking piece of shit? Come take our guns, you son of a bitch. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
Axes flash, rocks all swing. Shining armor's piercing ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they heal.
Midnight mare, blood red roan.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chillicothe from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:59 Pacific Time. And that, of course, is Heather Alexander with March of Cambrai. And how many of them can we going to make every fucking one of them die? I mean, every day, right in your face. Trump budget, which, you know, they've been having this bitch on there that's, you know, the socialist bitch. You've been seeing her. I can't think of her name. But, I mean, on all the programs talking about socialism, Bernie Sanders, socialism. And I'll tell you, when my dad was fucking, when he was young, you would have said that fucking word. They'd have killed you. They'd have hung you. They'd have put your ass up against the fucking wall and shot you. Now we got goddamn Chinese first. I was born here. You look at him, a fucking pure Chinese son of a bitch sitting, talking about communist overthrow of my fucking country. And that's not sedition, huh? You dirty bastards, because you're up. We had sedition committed on us in 1868, a long, long fucking time ago. And let's see this. Let's see what socialism, huh? You, Trump, this will never be a socialist country. This is a fucking communist socialist country. It has been since the day I was born. This is from Anti-War. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. On Monday, President Trump will officially propose his new budget plan, which calls for major cuts in domestic spending across the board, but which also seeks a large further increase in military spending above and beyond the increases already planned. Now, let's just look at that fucking, corporate military, because that's what it is. It is not the people's fucking army. It is not the people's Marines or Navy or none of it. It's corporate. It belongs to the corporation. It serves. It takes its orders from the corporation, not from the people. And the corporation does not represent the subjects it rules. It represents the corporation. So if you're taking money from all of the people for the army, isn't that just what the fucking Russians did, the Soviet Union? Isn't that socialism? Communism? Exact figures aren't clear at this point, but what is clear is that the general direction of the budget is going to face major opposition within the House of Representatives, not just from the Democrats, Democratic leadership, but from some Republicans as well, because they got their own fucking contracts to worry about, because it's contracted fucking socialism. This is a socialist country. It's a communist goddamn country. Like I said, since before I was born, that's why World War II was fought, to preserve international communism, to make sure that it fucking prospered and spread across the fucking planet like the plague it is. It's not just the heavily military centric priorities that will fuel the opposition, though clearly that is part of it. The budget proposal also ditches the Republicans' goal of a 10-year time frame for a balanced budget. All them throw that. That's just like that garbage, irrelevant garbage, more irrelevant garbage. It is what it fucking is. We know what you are. It's the Bill of Rights or it's the 14th Amendment. Subject, servant, or else king. What are you going to be? Are you going to be a free man or are you going to be a fucking slave? That's what they faced in Lexington and Concord, wasn't it? Are we going to be subjugated and all our property belongs to this motherfucking king over here? Are we going to blow these motherfuckers out of here and make ourselves fucking sovereign nationals that with right to allodial property that nobody can touch unless through an honest fucking system of the common law, which is our law, which is the people's law, apart from that fucking commerce, fucking maritime, fucking bullshit admiralty law? That's not even supposed to be on our land. Instead of a 10-year balancing, the new proposal envisions a 15-year time. Even that is based on projections of large economic growth that most economists say are not realistic. No, they're destroying our fucking country. They are fucking going to bring us down. They are going to subjugate us, and then they're going to take us over to the ditch. But first, they got to take them fucking guns. Because them guns are the only thing that's standing between us and a hole in the fucking ground, and you better remember that, people. and potentially not even possible. The money will be going into the U.S. military, the U.S. corporations military, which they would turn on the American nationals in a heart fucking beat. But there are so many in that military. There's a lot of people in key positions in that military. Some people, when they tell them that, well, we're going to insert communism into the United States, you're going to go and you're going to take your brother's gun, your uncle's gun, you're going to go take your fucking father's gun, you're going to go take your grandpa's gun away from him and kill him if he tries to resist. And then that fucking guy's going to pull out a fucking pistol and shoot that fucker right in the fucking head. And this isn't just going to be a fucking war within the fucking people fighting the fucking Blackwater. It will be within the ranks of the fucking military that was illegally created, the corporate military. And more of those people are figuring it out daily, too. Where were we here? U.S. military already consists, already the costliest military on the planet by far. That's what we want. See, that's what we want. We don't want peaceful lives, and we don't want to go fishing, and we don't want to have homes, and we don't want to have gardens, and we don't want to enjoy our lives in peace and tranquility. We want fucking war. We want to go over to other countries and kill them for our Jewish masters who have already, I mean, who last week, oh, they proclaimed that they're our fucking masters. The U.S. military budget is so vast as it is that it is larger than the next several countries combined, and it's bigger than all of them combined. And it has already grown substantially in the last 2 years, while the other comparatively large spenders are trying to make cuts to the military to get their budgets in line. More important than food is killing, because that's our number one export is death. Death. We kill children for a fucking, that's our number one export, is killing the children of other peoples around the fucking world. Not ours, this fucking corporations, and I will not be associated with it in any way. Budget Committee Chairman Rep. John Yarmuth, Democrat, Kentucky, says that the plan is a non-starter and that the House leadership has no plans to include the domestic spending cuts in their own plan, and effectively are going to disregard Trump's proposal. This is their, Lindsey Graham and the Democrats are working together as one Jewish fucking cabal to fucking confiscate. What do you say? Confiscation orders. Confiscation orders. Give that fucking order, you cocksucker. Illegal border crossings in Canada, quietly rising, data shows. And, I was watching the stupid box thing this morning. And, I mean, they're pouring over people. You've seen it. If you looked at the mainstream at all, I mean, it's pouring. They're showing them pouring over your goddamn border. Why, that phony son of a bitch with the fucking ferret on his fucking head. Oh, well, we're going to stop that. We're doing this. I'm declaring martial law so I can come kill Americans, so I can police Americans with this military, this huge military that I want to make even huger. Because that was the whole idea of this country, wasn't it? To become an empire and fucking oppress people around the world for Zion, for the great Zion that we're building, for our Jewish masters, our gods. While that number is a tiny fraction compared to the migration, did I even hit that? Okay. More than 960 people crossed the United States illegally from the northern border with Canada last year, according to the data released from Customs and Border Protection. While that number is a tiny fraction compared to the migration across the border with Mexico, it represented a 91% increase from the prior fiscal year. We had a 300% increase down on the southern border, don't we? You know, fucking people, how simple this is. If you had the fucking government that you bargained for, that was to do your bidding for you, that was to fucking defend your fucking allodial rights and your fucking allodial property in this country, you know how simple this whole fucking thing would be. We don't got to shoot their children coming up here. We fucking send fucking Mexico a fucking letter, and we fucking mean it when we send the fucking letter. And we send Honduras and El Salvador and every other fucking country around this goddamn planet that is pumping their fucking sewage into our fucking country. And we tell them, we'll start with Mexico and then Honduras and El Salvador. You get up here, you get your fucking army up here, and we're going to be pushing your people back across the border. You take them back down there and you keep them down in Honduras, or we will fucking unleash on your fucking country. We will hit your military. We will blow your military off the fucking, we'll use that goddamn military that we fucking paid $1 zillion for, and it will be used for the people's purpose. The F-16s and the B-1 bombers will be coming to pay you a fucking visit. Get your fucking people home now. Or die. We will start bombing every military facility in your fucking country. How long do you think it would take for them to get their ass up here and or just to tell their people, get your ass home now? Because your own fucking relatives are in danger here. How long would it take? That's what if you did have a fucking military, isn't that what it's supposed to do? Is protect the people that fucking pay for it? But it ain't our military, is it? We're just fucking subjects. We're subjects that military is, they're trying to turn our own fucking people. Well, they're also pumping it full of foreigners, by the way. You want a green card? Come join the fucking American military and get ready to kill Americans, because we can't get Americans to kill Americans. Well, I think it's going to be a bit of a little clusterfuck with inside the mechanism itself. Because I've known people in the military. I know people in the military. And you tell them that we're going to conquer this country for communism, and they understand that, and there ain't no way you can't understand it at this point in the ballgame. And there's only about 12 fucking percent of themselves calling themselves patriots that would say, no, we're saving it from communism, ain't we? Us and our international communist leader Trump are saving the America from communism, ain't we? By killing the American nationals. You got to kill American nationals to save the country from communism, from outside invasion, when the outside invasion's already fucking here. You don't use that military. You know, our military is 140 countries around the fucking planet, and our borders is breached, and they're fucking pouring over our fucking border invasion force. We're being invaded. And oh no, you can send military down there, but all they do is fucking fill out paperwork. Or work on cars and shit, on the equipment of the Border Patrol, so they can fill out more paperwork to hand them a bundle of fucking money and a fucking plane ticket to come to your community to hack your ass up with a machete. Or they'll gun, or probably a lot of them are right now somewhere. I mean, there's lots of desolate fucking places in this United States. They try to make this world seem like it's so fucking tiny, and when it is so fucking huge. This country is fucking huge. And you can bet they're training them right now, foreigners, to kill American national, to kill those subjects that they're getting out of line, that will not obey the orders of the fucking corporate aristocracy. They have come this far. We talked about in the beginning how when they had their colonial delegations, oh, they just walked right in and we were subjects. They're subjects. Still, they were going to rose up against the king. Oh, you're going to be our subjects. Still, you are subjects under the king and you're still going to be our subjects. Well, the people said, no, we're fucking not. And the people that fought and won that fucking war didn't fight it to become subjugated again by the aristocracy. And that's, like I said, the only thing I hold against you, brother, I think about that young man fucking in that fucking boat crossing over there to go to, Trenton, crossing the Delaware, going to Trenton. Think about that freezing ass night, wind blowing, fucking ice drifting down the fucking Potomac. And they're fucking dodging the ice, and they're getting across their fucking freeze and fucking rags wrapped around their fucking feet. And it's so fucking wet, they can't even think about using their guns. They got fucking pikes. And then marching into Trenton to fucking face the baddest mercenaries on the planet at the time, the German fucking mercenaries, and fucking sticking that fucking spike in his ass. The only thing I hold against you, brother, your bravery, goddamn balls beyond balls. But I still hold it against you because you did not finish the fucking job. You did not kill off the king's aristocracy in this fucking country. And all it was done was the goddamn charter was passed to more servants of the fucking international goddamn crown heads of Europe and the international fucking criminal cabal. And then the War of 1812, what a fucking joke. Where that war was settled with giving the king a charter. In this country, gave a king part of the charter back, a charter to come through and rape the fucking resources. Ooh, boy, that was a big victory for us, wasn't it? It's been a fucking lie. It's been a lie since its inception. The only honest part of it was at fucking Lexington and Concord, and when the people ran the fucking British back into Boston, and when that fella crossed that Potomac, when the people really came out and the people were fighting for, what were they fighting for? They were fighting to fucking not be subjects. We've been resubjugated. Just what the elite wanted. The fucking ruling corporate of fucking elite of the time. The king's men that were in the colonies. The ones that the people actually rose up against. That's who they rose up against. They started sending the British troops in from Britain after the people started rising up here against the king's men in this country. The ones that held all the positions. Go ahead, sorry.
They're called the Hessians. There are 30,000 of them. They made up of one-third of the total British soldiers that were sent to America to fight that war. 30,000 of them is what that battle was all about.
They were the $20 gold piece bought you a fucking Blackwater mercenary of the day. And that's what we've got here today. These so-called policing forces across this country, unauthorized anywhere in the original Constitution, never would they have any kind of fucking force to use against the people. The people were the force. The people were the military. The militia was the fucking army of this fucking country. But just the same thing, you're right, Mark. The mercenaries, the Hessians, what were they, people? They were the equivalent of the Blackwater that the fucking agents like they got today. They were the king's Blackwater. Now we got the corporate elite in this fucking country, the international corporate mafia in this country, the United States Incorporated, the United States Corporation elite, our fucking rulers, the king, who are his mercenaries? Who are his Hessians? That's some people in those black uniforms. They talk about the fine blue line. They're all wearing black now, people. You notice that? Cornkey talked about it. All of them are wearing black. Because they are fucking mercenaries. They're Blackwater. They're here to fucking subjugate you. To beat you. And murder you into subjugation. Go ahead.
Homeland Security.
Oh, you betcha, brother. Homeland Security. But security for who? And why would you, I mean, if you were the government that the people bargained for back in 1789, and when some states held back because they would not ratify that Constitution until that Bill of Rights as the supreme authority was put as the preamble, I mean, what would you have right now? I mean, where were they authorized and all that? I guess they weren't, were they? I guess the fucking international corporate elite fucking found a way to get, well, they were already here. They were the ones running the fucking country under the King's Charter. Oh, the corporate aristocracy. That's who we're talking about here. And the fucking Blackwater fucking mercenaries is what they are. Just like Mark said, mercenaries. Every one of them you see in those black uniforms, I don't care if even the sheriff's ones, were not voted in. They may have been voted in by the people, the sheriffs, but when they took that oath, they took an oath to uphold that 14th Amendment, to uphold the laws of the state and the laws of the federal government, and fuck the people's law, which has already been removed, which means it's a dictatorship. It's a kingdom. It's an aristocracy. They give that's what that 14th Amendment's all about. It tells you, you are a subject. You're a subject to the legislation. And even like the sheriff, you know, they talk about the constitutional sheriffs. Can't be one. You'd have to be sworn in by American nationals. You'd have to be sworn into the common law jurisdiction that they tell you right now they refuse to recognize. And what is the common law jurisdiction? Well, that's your fucking jurisdiction. That's the people's authority over the government. And they know it. They know exactly what they're doing. But I mean, this shit's only going to continue to escalate. But I hope at some point here in the near future, the people in this country wake up enough to, as, at least as much as the French over there, vive la France, and figure out where the fucking trouble really comes from. Where can you go at your local level? Where's it at your local level? Who are the special fucking people around you who always, even in, you know, these recessions and depressions, they seem to always have everything. I wonder who the fuck they are. Maybe the people that created the recession, the depression, maybe. Maybe the ground troops for the corporate elite. And you notice they mentioned Jewish. Where'd that Jewish thing come from? You mean they're working for the Jews? Every one of them a Judeo-Christian? meeting in secret societies. That's where your goddamn contracts from this illegal corporation are dealt out, is in the fucking chambers of these fucking Masonic lodges. That's why some people just seem so fucking lucky in life, huh? And be the dumbest son of a bitch you ever run across. Couldn't wipe his own ass without help. But somehow, all he has to do is sign his name and his whole life is wonderful. You work your fucking ass off and it seems like everything you're working for goes to him just for him signing his fucking name. Maybe when the people finally get enough of it, they'll do what the fucking French are doing, only we're going to have our fucking guns. We're not going to be like the French. We're not going to give up our fucking guns like the people in Europe did. That's a fucking most stupid fucking thing. You talk about forgetting history. I remember when they talked about, you know, England, them taking all their fucking, you know, banning guns. Australia, banning guns. Are you fucking people stupid? You don't know history? And now over in England, like I said, they're wanting to take all sharp objects. Sharp objects, people. I guess they're getting ready for a slaughter over there. And they've already brought a foreign army in there, haven't they? Marched right into fucking Europe, right through fucking Europe on trains, planes, and automobiles. And now they're occupying parts of fucking Europe. Look right here in the United States, right down in Arizona, one of your national parks. Signs on the road, do not travel through here. This is occupied by fucking the goddamn drug cartels. If you know that, I mean, Trumpers, Trump-tards, if you know that a fucking drug cartel is occupying a piece of land in your fucking country, wouldn't you send your army down there to fucking kill them? If it was your army? But then again, if maybe they're going to just kind of merge with what's not your army. What is the corporate aristocracy's army for your destruction? You people in the service had better start doing a lot of fucking thinking, because you're not in the service of your people. You're not in the service of, they have declared your Bill of Rights. They've declared you a subject. I mean, when you join the military, you know you become a piece of equipment. But you even become lower than the fucking lowly subject. And maybe that's one of the things they're going to use to entice you, those uppity fucking civilians, they'll call us. Go kill your brother. Go kill your uncle. Go get his gun. Go get his gun for us. When I say cower behind their fucking walls and their fucking gated. Go kill your family. Go kill your family and take their guns. Yeah, that. Do it. Do it. Hurry up. And when you get done, then we're only going to allow a few of you to be. But then you're going to turn in all your guns except for the handful that we need to kill your fucking asses. How about that? Anyways, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, fucking, just tell people, I look at people with disgust anymore that believe any, I mean, I really can't, it's hard for me to find anybody that fucking that believes it. And I mean, that goes along with it at all. Everybody just seems like, oh shit, man, this is fucking out. What's God Almighty? What are we going to do? That's the look on everybody's fucking face. What are we going to do? Well, whatever it is, we better get to it. And we better just quit sitting around fucking waiting. You're waiting on an attack that's already fucking happened. They've already attacked you. They're deep within the fucking continental. They're clear across into Canada. They are in every fucking pocket across this fucking country. The enemy is there and they haven't fired a fucking shot, but they're ready to. Because it's almost extermination time, and that is the word from the trenches.